In these troubling times, it seems like the world could go off a cliff at any moment. I remember what it was like in the 1960s when we lived under the threat of nuclear devastation. Today, we live under the veil of multiple threats: COVID, cyber attacks, totalitarian regimes, jihad, the environmental crisis, and a few others topping the list. Taken together, I believe these threats have made the world a more dangerous place to live in than ever before. Can we do anything about these threats? Let's try to answer the question with some self-inquiry. I've noticed on WordPress that there is a lot of blogging about the pain of life, heartbreak, lost loves, loneliness, anxiety, and more. Sure, pain is part of life, and people can relate to it. My question is there something else? The news carries stories constantly about the daily tragedies that occur around the world. Last night, for example, I was listening to a CNN report about a horrible flash flood in Germany. It's good to know about these things, but is there something else I can focus on? If I am a compassionate person and I listen to the suffering of others, is there someplace I can go to find peace, strength, and even, God forbid, joy? How many people in the world interrupt their complaining to find this place? Does it exist? Have you found it? And finally, if I find peace within myself, will the world be a better and more peaceful place to live in? Think about it. Before we close, I'd like to continue the inquiry with some questions surrounding the hot topic of vaccinations. If you don't want to get vaccinated because the short or long-term effects are unknown, do you stand a better chance of survival if you get the more virulent COVID Delta variant? Did you know if the rate of Delta infections keeps rising, there is a very good chance the virus will mutate into even more virulent strains? Quite possibly, these new variants could be immune to our current vaccines. Do you realize that not getting vaccinated puts not only you, but everyone else in the world at high risk? If you are in good health, what is your reasons for choosing not to be vaccinated? It seems I can't end without singing you a song. Talking about the 60s, here's one that goes back there. It's from Steve Gillette's debut album released in 1967. In my opinion, every song on this album is outstanding, except maybe the first one. Steve Gillette never made it to the top of the charts, but he's a very talented artist. Back on the Street Again is one of Gillette's best-known songs. The song is about a lost love, there I go contradicting myself. It's also about getting back up and moving on. I find the song to be touching and stirring. Maybe you will too.
I'm back on the street again. Gotta stand on my own two feet again. I'm walking that lonely bit again. Oh, I remember. Got a cheer in my eye.
There was a time.